KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture. Liliana, could you introduce yourself?
Thank you very much for the invitation to Tejiendo Identidades, and special thanks to those who are listening us. How wonderful is Tejer Identidades entre los Tucsonenses, especially knowing that we Tucsonans, we came from everywhere. I'm Liliana Lopez Ruelas. I'm a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, and I'm a journalist. I'm the Hispanic Community Engagement Editor with the Arizona Daily Star, and one of my responsibilities there, the greatest, is to be the editor of La Estrella de Tucson, our Spanish language publication, which is both print and digital. I'm dedicated to bringing information to our Latino community in Tucson in Spanish and also in Spanish and English, because being bilingual, because speaking English with this accent and trying to preserve the Spanish language, which I love, is part of our identity here in the United States. And it's a privilege for me to help a little bit bringing useful information to our people.
What brought you to Tucson?
It was a family situation, but that was the vehicle that brought me here. But I will say that, you know, in the deep down, in addition to wanting to be closer to my family, especially my mother who was ill, that family situation was an instrument for me to open a new path. For me and for my daughter, I was a single mother back in 2009. I used to live in Mexico City for almost 10 years after attending college in Hermosillo, Sonora. I grew up in the border city of Agua Prieta. It's a border city with Douglas, Arizona. I really enjoyed my family and my career, my life and my career in Mexico City. But also I had that little, you know, cosquillita. What if I move? What if I start over? What if I go closer to my town, to my mother and my siblings? So when I realized that I could be useful to my mom, I took my daughter, Leah, who was almost 3 years old, and I became to Tucson. After 10 years here, I got married. I had my second son, Ian, and now I can say that I'm from Tucson.
How do you describe your identity?
My identity has been nurtured, and in that I'm a Sonoran, I'm a Mexicana, soy muy muy Mexicana. So for sometimes I had questioned my identity. Sometimes I didn't feel ni de aquí ni de allá, and it was like a little crisis. But now that I'm in the other side, I will say, I can say openly that I am a Tucsonense. And it's beautiful for me, like I can add some words, some terms to my identity that I didn't use frequently before, such Hispanic, Mexican-American, and my favorite, Latina. I am a Latina in the USA and I love it.
How does your identity integrate into the Tucson community?
After I passed that stage when I feel ni de aquí ni de allá, after that it becomes very easy, I will say organic. Because I am a Sonoran Arizonan, like so many other people here. My case is a little bit different because I was born in Douglas, but I grew up in Agua Prieta. So even when I am a US citizen from birth, I'm also an immigrant in my own country. But after that small identity crisis, now it feels natural and it makes me so proud, and it allows me to connect with my community. And it allows me to broaden my horizons in a city where I am not only surrounded by many people who speaks like me or who looks like me, but also when I feel that Americans here, they are welcoming us. They are very kind people. Tucson is a very kind community. I feel very integrated with this community. And I think that being bringing reliable, trustable, and useful information to my Latinx community is also a way to connect with my city, with Tucson.
Thanks, Liliana, for sharing the feeling of no soy de aquí ni de allá, no from here, no from there. It was a pleasure to have you as one of our guests in Tejiendo Identidades.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXEI Tucson.